Well, let me first thank you for having time to have an interview with me so far in the southern side of the globe. And can maybe let me thank President Obama of what he said when he was in Kenya in terms of fighting corruption and poverty and creating employment in Africa. We have spent at least 3 to 4 months now in South Africa, away from home, away from Parliament. Me, the former Prime Minister, and the first women's leader in the country, Keke Ranso, and myself, and other journalists who were already running programs on political programs in the country, on private media. Some two defense force members who maybe, if I can highlight, those who were protecting me when I was in government and those who were protecting the former prime minister. And some of them have also fled in terms of being tortured by being implicated in a so-called mutiny. But at the moment in Lesotho, SADC has intervened because we had to approach SADC, me and the former prime minister, requesting a fact-finding mission to be sent to the country, because honestly, we went to elections with not good security, and this is the outcome after elections, that the security has lapsed to this, where we've lost one of the most high-ranking officers in the Lesotho Defense Force, Lieutenant Colonel Mahau, who was shot daylight by Lesotho Defense Force members. This is the situation. We are now having a commission led by Judge Phumapi from Botswana in Lesotho as a follow-up on the report of a fact-finding mission.
Officials in Lesotho have said that you should present your proof of you being hounded and that you are just making things up for failing to account for your stewardship, and that is why you running away, and that your life is not in danger. What do you say to that?
There was a hit list that was produced by the Defense Force members that implicated myself and the former Prime Minister and the deceased Mahau and other members of the Lesotho Defense Force. And the whole structure under the newly appointed Commander Kamudi, who is implicated in so many killings, in so many international criminal activities. He's been brought back. We dismissed him. Now, we are now being implicated in the so-called mutiny. The whole Maseru has been, my name is on the papers that I'm part of the mutiny, mutineers, if I can say that. And at that time when I fled, I was advised by Lesotho Defense Force members that I should leave the country because the Lesotho Defense Command is saying I'm part of the planning of the mutiny. And the Lesotho Defense Force members are going to arrest me. I'm a civilian. I am not a member of Lesotho Defense Force. And I'm a politician. I don't entertain into mutinies or mutiny programs. That is not my program. My program is clear, is to lead a party to elections, to what I've done. My program is clear. I want peace and stability in Lesotho. That was our request when going for elections. So I had to get out of that country. Now, the people that were listed as people are planning mutiny, one of them has been shot by the Lesotho Defense Force members, dead daylight. And the Prime Minister of Lesotho has not even come with a clear report why was Mahau shot. So to me, I'm saying, well, if somebody is saying, no, I just want to spend, I've got my own time for holidays. I'm not here for holidays. That's why I'm talking to you. That's why SADC came to Lesotho. Why did then SADC come to Lesotho? Because we went and we gave out reports that people are moving around, people are shooting people, People are going to court with masked faces, with heavily armed machine guns. People have been tortured. People have been shot. Daylight. People have been thrown into dams. There is so much things that are happening in the country that I cannot even remember them all. Just because we fought corruption. There are high-profile cases on corruption. And we stood firm that zero tolerance to corruption because of the small economy we have as a country. So this is the whole story, my brother.
Mr. Maserebani, we had reports also that the former Prime Minister Thamani met with the current Prime Minister Musisili in order to smoothen things out for his return. He outlined some conditions under which he will return. Were you giving assurances of protection if you were to return to Lesotho by the Prime Minister?
The former Prime Minister gave me a report after coming from the meeting that he was being offered a house, which is part of his package as a retired Prime Minister or as a former Prime Minister. He has been offered security, and he has given out as a condition that he cannot go back while Commander Kamuri is still the Lesotho Defense Force commander. That was his report when he told me. But on my side, I'm very clear. I cannot go to Lesotho while a criminal, an international criminal, on top of that, is a commander of Lesotho Defense Force. That is a condition. And SADC has to deal with it. I'm not running away for saying I cannot go to court if I'm being summoned for any criminality or any act of criminal. I'll go to court in Lesotho. I'm still a Lesotho citizen. I haven't applied for a political asylum. I'm still a leader of Basotho National Party, a member of parliament. So really, to answer your question, is that I cannot outright say these are the conditions of us going back to Lesotho.
So what do you think is the best step forward to resolve this crisis?
I think the best thing that we have to do is that justice must be given a chance to operate in the country. And by doing so, people who are like myself or anybody who's been implicated into acts of criminality or any acts, like people who are stealing sheep and livestock in the country are still being arrested. That's the whole thing. I think SADC or the commission must come out with those resolutions, but with facts on the table, not implications, with evidence that on such and such and such. So the commission must be given an opportunity to do some inquest, to do its terms of reference. Now, at the moment, there is a battle between whose terms of reference. SADC has its own terms of reference. The government of Lesotho has its own terms of reference. Now, we are waiting for the SADC outcome. We'll look at the resolutions that SADC will take after in Botswana this weekend, because we need Lesotho. Lesotho also needs stability. Lesotho also needs its own leaders.